Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing another devotional reading here from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to be looking at today something that a lot of people need to be reminded of. And I'm going to read the devotional. It's called Things Left Unsaid. And we're going to look a little bit at the intimacy of our relationship with our wonderful Creator, of how it should be and how it's not. And the reason behind it is our deceitful hearts. So this is a Torah Life Ministries, Torah being the foundation of all scripture. And we're going to look at this now and start off. Things left unsaid. And we're going to read Isaiah 39, verses 3 to 7. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked him, what did those men want? Where were they from? Hezekiah replied, they came from the distant land of Babylon. What did they see in your palace? Asked Isaiah. They saw everything, Hezekiah replied. I showed them everything I own, all of my royal treasures. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, listen to this message from Yahweh, the Lord of heaven's armies. The time is coming when everything in your palace, all the treasures stored up by all your ancestors until now, will be carried off into Babylon. Nothing will be left, says Yahweh. Some of your very own sons will be taken away into exile. They will become eunuchs who will serve in the palace of the Babylonian king. A word for you about our intimacy, loved one. Some things I share with you are for your benefit and for your ears only. When you gain increase through our relationship, don't shout everything from the rooftops. Some things burdened through the righteous life are instead intended to radiate a subtle, steady light. Men often fail to recognize my true intention. The unredeemed heart of a man is wicked and deceitful above all things, Jeremiah 17:9. And even after a saving encounter with me, a great majority tend to nurture the old sin nature. They will neither appreciate nor understand my revelation. Therefore, you must be careful to discern the purpose of my intimate moments with you. Are they private or to be publicly shared? Listen to me, loved one. So much of what I reveal to you, will never be acceptable, even by those who call themselves brothers and sisters of the faith. I speak things of a kingdom that is not of this world. Those who have their minds, their hearts set on things above, stay quiet at times, loved one. Keep some things private. I like having secrets with you. Be still, my precious one. Time will reveal to all the depths between us. And yes, you must trust that I also control time as well. What a beautiful devotional we read here just now. And the idea of, there's several things here I want to discuss. First of all, we have to look at the idea of our Creator is going to reveal many things to us. And only by the power of the Holy Spirit that He gives us, the gift that He gifts us with, can we understand these things. But the discernment of who to speak these things to and not to. Not to hide, but to open up our lives to who? To who? I'm sure many of you out there that are listening are married and you have some personal moments with your spouse that are just moments between yourself and your spouse and not to the world's eyes. And then the joy and everything else that comes from that, you gratefully and happily share with others, but you keep some things private. And our Creator was expressing here through the Holy Spirit that He reveals to us what to let be known and what not. The discernment or the righteous judgment that comes from us should be led by the Holy Spirit, not by our hearts. Why? because the real crux here of this devotional is our human deceitful heart. And when we get that Holy Spirit, it buries that deceitful human flesh desire. And we take on a new desire. But continuously, just like you cut a tree low at the end of at the bottom, it continually tries to sprout up again and sprout up again. And you must keep it under control or it's going to take off. It's going to take off. One of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to help you keep your sin nature under control. But if you don't use your mind and you don't listen to our Creator speaking to you, it's going to creep back in. We must not let that happen. Many people are confused and many people don't understand certain things. There's a fellow named David Ramsey, or Dave Ramsey, who's a wonderful financial teacher. And when people ask him, he has a phrase. When people says, how are you doing? His phrase is often, better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. That's his popular phrase. If you ever meet somebody in the street and you say, how you doing? They say, better than I deserve. You know they listen to Dave Ramsey, or they have at some point. And it's a wonderful phrase, a wonderful saying, because we're all doing better than we truly deserve. A couple of times I've said that and people have said to me, reply, exactly, you are doing much better than you deserve. Thanks to the grace and the mercy of our wonderful Creator, we have far gotten way more than we can ever deserve through our wickedness. But then there are people sometimes that don't understand our Creator. They don't understand the Holy Spirit. They don't understand anything about Yeshua Messiah. They think it's all about them. They choose themselves over Him. They're part of this world, and they say, how are you doing? I say, better than I deserve. And their reply to me is, don't curse yourself like that. Don't say that. Don't talk down on yourself. You deserve everything. You, or me. You see the selfishness all over that. And I'm one for confidence, but I'm also one for reality and knowing what the Bible says about man and man's heart. And it says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart of man is deceitful. Deceitful, deceitful. And a lot of people don't want to believe this, but we have a perfect example in the history of the beginning with Adam and Eve, who revealed this. And continuously from them and ever since, man continues to have a hard time keeping their sinful nature under control because of their heart. And only by the great gift of the Holy Spirit, which came through the resurrection of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, will we ever have the power to do that. And when you try to do it on our own, we end up doing the same kind of mistake we see King Hezekiah doing here, revealing things publicly that our Creator wants us to keep private. Not knowing the difference between wisdom, which is the fear of Yahweh, and just the wisdom of the world. And Yahweh will reveal this to us. Open up our eyes about Yeshua is just the beginning of our path. It's not the end. There's so many things we must do. We must consistently be at work to keep that sinful nature buried. And let Yahweh shine through us. That sinful nature is just like dirt coming over our lights. And just putting out our lights. But we want to be lights for Yahweh. It talks in Deuteronomy 32:5 about the deceitful generation. It says, but they have acted corruptly towards him when they acted so perversely. They are they really his children? They are deceitful and a twisted generation. And now people will say, well, that's non-believers of this world. And I will submit to you in Jeremiah 17:9 when it says the human heart is the most deceitful of all things. And desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? Our Creator wasn't just speaking about non-believers or people that haven't confessed in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. He was speaking about every single human being, including those that call themselves followers of Yeshua. This is the nature of the human heart. But we must be of a different citizenship, of a different kingdom. But we must understand reality. And that comes to who you're going to reveal certain things to. Psalms 12:2 says, neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceiving hearts, deceitful hearts. Psalms 36:3 says, everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. This is it. What is considered wise and what is considered good according to the world's ways, the world's desires? And then we have to look at Yahweh's word. And then we read Psalms 120 verse 2 says, rescue me, O Yahweh, from liars and from all deceitful people. And we understand when the Bible says the heart is deceitful and the language people use today and everything else. And it says in Wisdom 15:4, gentle words are a tree of life, a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Do we understand the deceitful tongue is connected to the heart? Our actions are connected to the heart. And what we do shows us if we have the Radak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit that quenches our thirst, or if we're thirsty for man's water instead of our Creator's water. And we see that. We see that. We see what it says in Daniel 11, verse 23. It says, with deceitful promises, he will make various alliances. He will become strong despite having only a handful of followers. Hosea 12:2 says, now Yahweh is bringing changes against Judah. He is about to punish Jacob for all his deceitful ways and pay him back for all he has done. And 2 Corinthians 11:13 says, these people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Yeshua. This is not things that just happened back then in the scriptures. It is happening now, right now. Isaiah 59:13 says, we know we have rebelled and have denied our Creator. We have turned our backs on Him. We know how unfair and oppressive we have been, carefully planning our deceitful lies. This is the reality of man today. This is the reality of man today. The heart is deceitful, as it says in Jeremiah 17, 9 to 10. Not only revealing things to people that should be kept in private, but why? The idleness of it. Making these things more important than our Creator. We should never, ever, ever keep the wonderful gift of Yeshua from fellow man. And we should tell everyone about Yeshua's dying for us. But man would rather talk about their nice cars and their big houses. And all the money they've obtained. And all the riches of this world. While not speaking about Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The one who died for them. We have it backwards, folks, because our deceitful hearts, we want to share all the things that should be kept private, but we want to keep private all the things that should be shared with everyone. We need to understand how it's backwards and how the enemy tries to do that and tear that apart. Yahweh created all of us for good, but all of us often choose the enemy's ways and the enemy's side when we're not thinking and using the gift that he gave us in the Holy Spirit. When we're trying to do it man's ways. Man's ways. But Yahweh reminded us in Jeremiah that he continues to search and test us and hold us accountable for our actions. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. Do you understand? He said, there are wicked ways. We have to understand when our Creator put the commandments on our hearts, he wasn't doing away with them. He was just taking them off stone and putting them on our hearts so we would know them and we would desire to live them. But it's not just about us against him. It says in Revelation 12:9, the great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, is the one deceiving the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth with all the angels. And he's trying to consistently overtake us. Overtake us. And it starts with us taking so much pride and having so much ego and trying to share everything, our riches, and all the things we should be keeping quiet while not sharing the things that we should be about Yeshua dying for us. Anything that takes the place of Yahweh in his life is idolatry. And this is the real issue here. Again, If you get a brand new car, you're happy to call your friends and post pictures on the internet and showing people about, look at this new car I got, or look at this new house I got. If somebody gets proposed into marriage, they show pictures of their hand with the ring on their finger. Where are the pictures of Yeshua dying for us? Where are the scriptures of Yeshua giving up his life for us? Where are these reminders to everyone? This great gift he's given us in his mercy and his grace. Where are these scriptures being posted? Anything that takes the place of Yahweh in our lives is idolatry. And it's our human nature to share with the world things that should be kept in intimate relationship with Yahweh. How much he's blessed us doesn't matter in terms of our physical things like our cars and our houses. No, how much he's blessed us in Yeshua dying for us, in the peace that he gives us. My peace is worth much more than my cars and my houses. That's what we should be speaking about. That's what King Hezekiah should have been showing the people of Babylon. The peace that comes with knowing Yahweh is more important than the riches of the kingdom of Yahweh, because those can be taken away. But the joy that comes from inside cannot be taken away when we believe in him. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1-2 says, in the last days, terrible times will come, for man will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, and unholy. And this is where the idolatry begins. This is where it begins. Ezekiel 36:25 says, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. And we look at that water that Yahweh gives us, the thirst that he takes away from us, and the thirst that he satisfies us with, taking away man's water and satisfying us with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. John 15 verse 2 says, he cuts up every branch of me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Yes. John 15 verses 4 and 5 says, remain in me and I also remain in you. No branch could bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We need him. We need him. What is your eye looking at? Who are you looking at? Stop making idolatry and sharing things that should be kept in private, and start sharing the truth about Yeshua. Matthew 6:21-23 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of your body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:33 says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. 1 John 2:16 and 17 says, for everything in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world is desires passes away, but whoever does the will of Yahweh lives forever. Ask yourself today, are you doing the will of Yahweh? Are you doing them? Are you following his commandments? Are you telling people Yeshua died for him? Are you sharing your peace with the world and telling them how great you are amongst all the calamity of the world and all the anxiety that's happening in people's lives? Are you sharing that? Or are you too busy posting to the internet all the new toys that you have and all the new gadgets that you have and all the new money you spend to buy new cars and new house and things like that? 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of Yahweh. All for the glory of Yahweh. And understand, nothing can compare to us that the water that Yeshua gives us, how he covers us. Nothing compares to that. In Jeremiah 2:13, it says, my people have committed two great sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. These are the two great sins, the two great things men have done. They have forsaken a wonderful creator and everything he's offered us and given to us. And then the living water. Instead, people want to do things their own way, according to their own plan. And they're walking around with broken cisterns that can't hold any water. But our creator creates in us a cistern that can hold the true water that he gives us. And I pray for eyes to be open and ears to hear. John 14, 13, and 15 says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst again. Will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. How many of you today are looking for that water? How many of you think you're all set and you're great in your ways and you don't need it? Or how many of you are asking him to seal up any hole in your cistern so you can hold that water that he provides for us? That's what we need. Ezekiel 1:8 says everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. But we need to be content. John 7:38 says, the one who believes in me is just as the scripture has said. Streams of living water will flow from and within him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:12-13 says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content, and in any of and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or living in want, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Stop idolizing. Stop with the deceitful ways. And understand. Understand the beauty of our wonderful Creator. Psalms 115 verse 8 says, those who make them become like them. Those do all who trust in them. Colossians 3:10 says, and have put on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and after the image of our Creator. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to be. To follow him. To follow him. Remember what it says here in Exodus 34:14. Don't worship any other god. For Yahweh, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Remember, he wants you to stop making the idols in your life. The idols separate you from our Creator. Are you seeking your own water or are you seeking his water? The deceitful heart will lead people astray, just like the enemy's leading you astray. Isaiah 59 verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated you from Yahweh. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you. Psalms 107:9 says, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. With good things. And that good thing is his holy word and his Holy Spirit. He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry. Are you thirsty? And are you hungry? Psalm 16:11 says, you make known to me the path of life in your presence. There is fullness of joy at your right hand and our pleasures forevermore. For Isaiah said, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food, meaning his life. His life was not come close to know the wonderful words that our Creator. His words are more important than my life. That's what food that will never make you hungry can give you. That's what our Creator provides in us. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. How many of you are thirsty and ready to drink? Fear Yahweh. Worship him who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all the springs of water. Fear Yahweh. The fear of Yahweh. Genesis 1:7 says, so Yahweh made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. When he made created the foundations of the earth, the foundations of the earth, he created this idea and the cleansing that comes from the true water. The water that Yeshua offers us that will never, never leave somebody thirsty and will always satisfy them. John 4:13-14, Yeshua answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. I remind you of that again. Always remind you of that again. Psalms 23:1-2 says, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down to green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. It's time for us to understand how great Yahweh provides for us, to be still and know that He is Yahweh. Psalm 65, 9 to 12 says, "You visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching greatly. Yahweh's stream is filled with water. For you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. You soften it with showers and bless it with growth, soaking its floras and leaving it in dregs. You crown the year with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty. The wilderness pastures overflow, and the hills are robed with joy. Hallelujah. You understand this thing, this idea of gardening. The two things that it takes a plant to grow is water and sun, or water and light. Water and light. Those are the two things we need to grow, is water and light. That's what we need. Water and light. We get the water that He gives us, this special water that will never make us go thirsty. And the light that we let it shine is the righteous life that we live. That's what's going to help the fruit grow. In reality, in life, what helps a fruit grow on a tree is water and light. And in our spiritual life, what helps the tree grow, or the fruit on your tree grow, is water and light. How many of you are ready to taste and see how good He is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 3, verse 5 says, and Yeshua answered, "Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of Yahweh unless he is born of water and the Spirit." Ezekiel 36, 25 to 26 says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you the heart, a true heart for Yahweh." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The true flesh, the true man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. I leave you with this today. It says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Yeshua loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless." Hallelujah. Water of the word, or water through the word. That's what we need. Praise the wonderful Creator for this day He has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening, everybody. I pray this is touching your heart and your understanding this. And would think more and share more about Yeshua dying for us, and go and tell people this truth. My name is Paul Neeson, and this is Torah Life Ministries. And you can see more on our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day, and Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
It's always hard to leave your home. When you leave behind good friends and family, it's so good to know that I'll never be alone. I have a friend who will always be with me. It's always good. Take the time to find out what you'd really like to do. Social ladders to climb, searching for the perfect rhyme. These old familiar dreams are nothing new. And if your dream should